You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, December 4th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 16%. That's how much more Americans spent at the start of this holiday shopping season than last year. It counts the five-day period from Thanksgiving to Cyber Monday. Almost 190 million shoppers took advantage of the heavy discounts being offered during that time. That's according to data from the National Retail Federation. And online shopping dominated. In fact, more people made purchases online than in stores. Even Black Friday has now moved into the online realm. For the first time, it had more online shoppers than Cyber Monday. The next number up is 12 million. That's how many users Slack Technologies said it had in October. This evening, the workplace messaging platform is set to report its fiscal third quarter earnings. That means investors will get another update on Slack's user numbers. Slack is under pressure to show big growth. Last month, Microsoft said that its competing software called Teams now has 20 million active users. That's way more than what Slack has. So, Slack investors could use some good news tonight. The stock is down 42% since the company's IPO in June. Our last number is 10. That's how many times more expensive Beyond Meat's stock is than an index of similar-sized companies. That's relative to estimated earnings next year. And that hefty valuation is keeping one analyst from Oppenheimer on the sidelines. It's not that the analyst, Rupesh Parikh, doesn't appreciate Beyond Meat's product assortment and innovative approach. He also calls the company a great brand in the fast-growing alternative meat category. But, Parikh says, it's hard to justify buying the stock at its current price. And others seem to feel the same way. Only about 25% of analysts covering the company have a buy rating on the stock. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, December 4th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.